So I lived in India for some years, and one thing I noticed is that Indians love flowers. They really love flowers, and I suppose we all do, don't we? But it seemed very noticeable in India, a very particular kind of love of flowers that I noticed Indian people have. And I mean, one of the most delightful sights in India is a street of flower sellers. And they're not like our florists or anything like that, although unfortunately florists are kind of coming in India. But a flower seller, basically somebody sitting in a little booth, and there are just piles and piles of flower heads, mainly marigolds, roses, jasmine, tuberose and so on. And they're sold loose, or they're woven into garlands. They're put on string for garlands. Some of these can be huge, these garlands, some of them quite small and modest. And they're done very skillfully and cleverly, these garlands. And the garlands, or the loose flowers, are offered at temples, shrines, to Buddha images, to images of Hindu deities. Women wear jasmine in their hair very often, a delightful sight in India, seeing women with jasmine garlands in their hair. Or garlands are offered to important people, guests who come to the house and so on. So, you know, say it with flowers, I mean, they really do in India. There's a whole language of flowers out there. And one of my favourite chapters in the Dhammapada is the Pupavaga. The Pupavaga. Pupa is the Pali, Pushpa is the Sanskrit. Pupavaga. The chapter on flowers. And it employs the imagery of flowers and perfumes to communicate the Dharma. So you get images of beauty and loveliness to communicate the Dharma. Sometimes we're communicating very gritty truths. It's very important, I think, as an aspect of teaching, of communication, to use beauty and loveliness, to employ that when you communicate, especially when you're communicating, you know, the truths of the Dharma. Very, very important that the beautiful, the lovely is there. Obviously, you have to feel that beauty and loveliness to be able to do it. It's not a sort of, you know, you go through a talk and think, oh, you know, we need a bit of, let's have a few flower imagery here. You know, it's not like that. You have to really feel it. So what I'm going to do is just go through the whole of this chapter, because we haven't done a complete chapter yet. We've taken verses from here and there. So I'm going to read a couple of verses, talk about it, and just go on like that, and then stop.